Motivation is not going to strike, so stop waiting for it and let's get started. Sometimes just a few minutes of effort leads to the momentum you need to get the job done. This Saturday episode is meant to be your jumpstart to get the ball rolling. You can stop at 5 minutes or you can keep on going. But either way, grab your donation bag and amaze yourself at what you're going to get done in 5 minutes.
We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat. So we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a Saturday morning 5-Minute Declutter with me. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and this is Pruning to Prosper. If it's your first time here, hit that follow button so you get updated every Wednesday and Saturday when I put out new podcast episodes. On Saturday mornings, we spend just a few minutes decluttering something that is standing between you and the woman that God has called you to be. So let's begin this Saturday, as we begin every Saturday, with setting our intention. Whomever or whatever is coming to your heart or your mind right now, let's offer up this 5 minutes of work for that person. Secondly, whenever we have a task we don't really feel like doing, it's always easier if we unite it with something that we enjoy or we move it to a location that we enjoy. So hopefully on Saturday mornings, this podcast is just that for you, that you wake up, you pop in your earbuds, and you get to work and you listen to the podcast. But maybe you're going to be doing a lot more today and you want to put in a good Audible book, or you want to crank up the tunes in your garage and start cleaning out that garage for spring. Whatever you're going to do, make sure you enjoy it along the way. And lastly, what's your reward for getting the job done? So at the end of this 5 minutes, what are you going to enjoy? Give yourself a little reward for sticking to your promise to declutter something today. And if you don't want or need to declutter what I'm about to say, then just find something else in your house to get started on. All right, I've got 5 minutes on the clock. Let's go. I'm sticking again today with the digital theme and our phones. So what I want you to declutter today is actually kind of like, it's not anything you have to declutter. It's something I want you to resist. I want you to declutter the urge to post something on Instagram or Facebook or wherever, you know, whatever is your choice, your social media of choice. Resist the urge to post and resist the urge to comment. I know, this is a hard one. And okay, here's how it came about. Because I can't find the study. I searched the interwebs for many, many minutes before I was like, I don't need to find an actual study to tell you guys. But I heard about this a few years ago, that we all know we have an addiction to our phones, right? And we're checking socials constantly. But I heard that if you post, you're like a full post, or if you just post a comment on someone else's site, that you are like X times more likely to be checking your phone. And the reason why is because that's like, so there's like the people that are on Facebook or Instagram and they just kind of like, they're voyeurs, you know, they're just kind of watching, they're just kind of scrolling, and that is what it is. And they probably get bored at some point and they get off. But if you're active on social media, so if you're posting things and you're responding to things and you're engaging in conversations, you now have a vested interest to check that phone more often. So what I'm going to ask you to do today is just resist the urge to post. Wherever you are in your day, if you're used to posting your meal that you're eating onto your Instagram or your socials, resist the urge. Put the phone away and just eat the meal. Enjoy the company of the people that you're with. Because if you post the meal, right, what are you going to do? You're going to go back obsessively and check whether or not people liked it, people shared it. What do they think? Are they impressed that I'm at this restaurant, right? And that's the addiction of these platforms, is like they know that we want to be liked. We want people to admire our lives. We want to, you know, show our best face. And when you post or you comment, that's what you're going back and you're checking for. The opposite can also be true. What if you post a comment and something that's a little bit controversial and someone comes back with a negative comment? Now you have just taken your good mood of a day and you have sunk to the lowest depths of the internet. And now you're engaging in some verbal warfare with probably a perfect stranger, probably what they call a troll, you know, people that just go on these places to post negative comments and negative stuff. Like, I know I'm on a few Facebook groups where it's like the local news, you know, so it'll say like this road in our town is shut down due to an accident. I'll tell you, there is nothing worse than reading the comments, even if it's like a house fire. People are brutal. And I go on there feeling like I'm a perfectly fine and happy mood. And before you know it, I hate everyone in my entire town. I'm like, this humanity sucks, right? And why? Because I went on there and I read comments, and I don't even post any comments. But if you're engaging, it's going to be all the worse. So today I ask you to resist the urge to post or comment, and just like, let's pretend it's the good old days before everyone had to know everything about everybody's life, okay? And for me personally, I'm down to less than a minute. I want to just tell you that on Wednesdays and Saturdays, I post my podcast. And so for me, I don't necessarily have a problem with Facebook or Instagram. I tend not to post a lot. I tend not to scroll a lot. I don't feel like I have an issue. But my issue is podcast days, because there's a platform that I use called Podbean, and it shows me how many downloads the podcast is getting, how the engagement is doing, the different states or countries that I've hit. It's all my statistics. And I can really get obsessive on Wednesdays and Saturdays checking my numbers. So I decided quite a few months ago that I would only check Podbean first thing when I got on my computer, just to make sure that the podcast is up and it's running and everything is, oh, that's our clock, you guys. I just check it to make sure everything is technically perfect and you guys can hear it. That's really what I'm checking. And then I allow myself to check it once in the middle of the day, like maybe at 3 o'clock when the kids are getting home from school, or like, you know, 2 o'clock, and then once before bed, and that's it. I shouldn't be on it obsessing over every single download. Like, who's out there listening? Do they like it? Did they DM me to say that, you know, the content was good? Like, all I can do is produce content that I think that is good and that will resonate with you in your life. And that's it. I can't obsess over whether or not every single person listening loves it, right? So take today to just declutter the urge to get engaged in social media, whether it be to post something or whether it be to comment on someone else's post, and just give yourself a break today. Have a great day, and I'll see you on Wednesday for a 5 minute, or no, this is a declutter. Sorry. I'll see you Wednesday for another episode of Pruning to Prosper. Take care. The doors are open. The spring 2024 round of Pruning to Prosper is now open. So, ladies, if you are interested in running your home efficiently with God at the center of it all, then this is the program for you. It is going to be Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time, beginning April 18th. So it'll be April 18th through May 23rd on Thursdays, 10 to noon. And we will have daily accountability and group chats to support you. So it's less time than the winter session, and the price is also less. $200 for 6 weeks, 12 hours of coaching and live Zoom calls with me and accountability. So take advantage of the less time and the less cost for this round of Pruning to Prosper. Grab a friend. It's always more fun with a friend. And you are going to talk about who we call to be. We're going to declutter. We're going to work out that grocery budget of yours. We are going to get a meal plan for your family, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for an entire month. We're going to talk about how we all feel overwhelmed, how we can implement some routines to make the overwhelm lessen. And finally, we're going to talk about finding our tribe because we can't do this alone. We need our tribe of friends. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, please check the show notes for the sign up, and I will see you on April 18th. Take care.